The University of Washington women's basketball team is making history. They're on their way to the NCAA Final Four for the first time. Talia Walton is a senior on the team, and she says going to the Final Four is surreal.
You know, I'll be sitting at home and just and like have like a little moment where I just kind of like grab my mom's hand. I was like, Mom, like, going to the Final Four, and then we'll have a moment. But like Coach is saying, it's probably not going to kick in until we get out there and do all the festivities and see our hotel decked out in purple and gold and whatnot. But I'm so excited.
Talia Walton, senior forward out of Federal Way. If the Huskies beat Syracuse Sunday, they're going to play in what's essentially the Super Bowl of college basketball. Elise Woodward is a Huskies radio broadcaster. Welcome, Elise.
How's it going?
It's good. What about you? You've been traveling with this team the whole tournament. What are the players saying? How are they reacting about making it this far?
Well, you guys, I think as somebody, I played at Washington in the late 90s, and as somebody who has seen just about as much Husky basketball as anybody out there, I don't think the players right now really understand what they just accomplished. I mean, they know it's the Final Four and how big of a deal it is, but I think it's going to take them years for it to really sink in that they made history and got to the Final Four as a 7 seed. That's the lowest seed that's gotten to the Final Four since 2004 when Minnesota did it. So the run that they made and being an underdog like that was just a special, it's been a special ride, and I don't think they're done yet.
What are they going to understand when that hits them?
You know, maybe next year at the Final Four when they're watching it, when if they're a senior like Talia Walton, or, you know, I'm not sure when it's going to sink in. Maybe for some of them it already has, but the scope of this accomplishment, it's first time in program history. There's only been a select number of programs in the Pac-12 period that have made the Final Four, Cal and Stanford, and now UW joins them. So it is rare. It is a rare accomplishment, and you know they just have come together at the exact right time, and they're really peaking.
Is there a player you're especially excited to watch this weekend?
Well, they have so many players to root for, and fifth-year senior Talia Walton's a Federal Way kid. She nearly couldn't play all 5 years. The doctors told her knees were so bad when she was a freshman that she had to redshirt, which meant she didn't play a single game, rehabbed her knees, tried to get healthy, lost some weight, and now she is 4 years later leading this charge for Washington, somebody you can really root for. Chantel Ozahor, big number zero, big lefty that doesn't even lift the ground at all when she shoots. Everybody loves her, and she's just a monster rebounder. And then Kelsey Plum is the best player in Washington basketball history. She's phenomenal, and she was the third leading scorer in the nation. She's already the Husky leading scorer all time, and she's only a junior. She's just a really special talent, and they're all really humble, understated women. It's really fun to watch them.
It's the first time UW's made it to the Final Four. What does this mean for the program in the future?
Well, I think the recruiting class for this year has already been set, but moving forward to the future, they broke through the ceiling. And every program says, hey, we want to be a Final Four type of program. Well, now Washington is. And so when they go out, the exposure that they're getting, it's just like a week-long commercial in the Final Four of what Husky basketball is all about. And they have a really good coach that the players really respect him. They play hard for him, and he's really smart. And he's a player's coach. He listens to their input. He had one of the players, Chantel Ozahor, in the last game say, hey, coach, should we switch up and play man-to-man defense right now? And he said, I think that's a great idea. 5 minutes left in the game, and he's taking input from a player because he's that confident
wow.
in his players and in his own self that he doesn't have to be a power-tripping coach like you've seen. So, you know, the Husky program is one that I think a lot of people will be exposed to this week for the Final Four and really come to know what a great program that it is.
Odds of winning the championship, and you got to think the Goliath of Connecticut there. But what are the odds?
Well, they first have to get by Syracuse,
yeah.
And Syracuse and Washington actually played earlier this year, and Syracuse won by 4 the day after Thanksgiving. It was the same day as the Apple Cup, so that was a long time ago. And I think Washington's a much better team, so they first have to beat Syracuse, which they're probably slight underdogs to Syracuse, who's the 4 seed, and they're the 7 seed. But I think they can absolutely, it's a 50-50 type of game against Syracuse. And then if you play the University of Connecticut, everybody says, oh, what can you do, what can you do? Well, it would be an epic victory if they can get it. I mean, we're talking an all-time upset underdog, miracle on ice, you know, United States back in the day. That would be the type of victory. I would say most people would give them like a 10% or less chance of beating UConn in the final. but you only need one chance. And who knows, foul trouble, injuries, anything can happen. There'll be a ton of pressure on University of Connecticut if they can get there.
Elise Woodward, radio broadcaster for the Huskies women's basketball team. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Hey, no problem.
Huskies play Syracuse in the Final Four this Sunday. Do you believe in West Coast miracles? We'll see.